You're listening to the Online DJ podcast, where today we're talking to Mike Petritis about social media and marketing. So, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of the Online DJ podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at marketing, and in particular, social media marketing. Now, when DJs look at marketing and think of social media, they instantly look at platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and think of just putting a post out there. But what sort of posts should we be putting out there? What social media networks should we be on? And what social media networks are new and maybe we should be looking at getting into? So with me today, I've got Mike Petritis from Elixir Marketing to talk us through some of these questions. So firstly, Mike, before we get started, could you tell me a little bit about you and Elixir Marketing?
So hey everyone, my name is Mike Petritis. I'm the owner and CEO of Elixir Marketing. We're a small business social media and branding firm based outside of Chicago. We manage about 40 different brands across 9 different states, anywhere from organic farms to chiropractic offices, to restaurants, to, of course, wedding DJs. About 30% of our actual clients are wedding DJs, and I myself have been a DJ for a little over 9 years now, I believe. I think in October it's 10, which is kind of mind-boggling. But either way, I've been a DJ for quite a while, and my passion's still there. I still do DJ. I do subcontracting work on the side. I went to Columbia College Chicago with a degree in marketing, graduated from there last December, which is awesome. And I've been working with brands such as Michael Kors, the City of Chicago, and a lot of other larger companies. But that being said, I've kind of honed in on helping the smaller guys, again, wedding DJs and all these other small businesses across the country, just because there's a lot more passion and emotion with those guys. And it's very much sink or swim for the small guys. And I love helping out small companies because they have like these big dreams, and trying to achieve them is very difficult when you're on your own. And so Elixir's goal is to go and help these small businesses achieve their goals through proper marketing, through digital media. And so that's what we do. It's really, really fun. No 2 days are ever the same. We have about 6 people on staff. It's fantastic. I could have never imagined us being where we were at in little over a year. So I'm very thankful for that.
So moving over to our topic of marketing, many DJs and people in general talk about creating a marketing strategy when they're looking at their business. Why is this important to do?
So when you build a house, you typically have a blueprint, I'm assuming. And the thing is, if you didn't have that blueprint, you have no idea what your end goal is. It's very much the same with marketing. If you don't have a plan put in place, you don't have any sort of idea of where you're going or any sort of directions on how to get there, it's always going to end up as being very messy, and it's always going to have some sort of issue, and you're going to run into problems, and nothing will sound cohesive or come together. And I'm going to use that word cohesive a lot, which is very important. But the thing is, a marketing plan is like your guiding light. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this right now has some sort of business goal in mind, and a marketing plan should always drive you towards that goal. And the goal should always be measurable. You should always have some sort of monetary or statistical goal in mind that you can definitely measure and achieve, which are two very important terms. Every single goal should be measurable and attainable. So realistic, of course, and you should be able to measure your goals as you go, as you progress to them. And when you have a marketing plan, while you have a lot of different creative elements in there that lead to your ultimate goal, you want to check in with yourself and say, okay, is this Facebook ad reaching the right amount of people? Is it having a high enough click-through rate? Is it generating enough traffic on my website? Does my blog have enough engaged listeners where they're actually reading the whole thing and they're not just bouncing off the page in 20 seconds? And there's a lot of different things that go into it, but ultimately, I'm kind of digressing from the question a little bit, but ultimately, a marketing plan is incredibly important to ensure that you have a goal in mind and that all your marketing efforts feed into that goal. So you definitely, absolutely need to have one.
So, leading on from my last question, how can, say, a DJ build a marketing plan of their own?
So, creating a marketing strategy from scratch is a little bit daunting at first, but what you need to do is start from the end. So, I say this to every client of mine. What's your five-year goal? Even 10-year goal? 15, 20, I don't care what it is. What's your longest-term goal that you have right now? And what can you do now to get you into that space? What can you do to help you reach that goal? So from a DJ standpoint, let's say that it's you want to be booked. You want to be booked 48 weeks out of the 52 weeks next year. Fantastic. That's very achievable. That's measurable for one, and it's also very achievable. It's not uncommon to find a DJ who's working that hard. Now, for the marketing strategy's point of view, what can you do? What tools are at your disposal to help you get your name out there, get more leads, to book more events? Of course, I'm going to go ahead and say social media. But beyond that, you can also do print, you could do TV, you could do radio, you could do email. There's so many other different ways to advertise yourself. And you just want to figure out, okay, who's my audience? Where are they actually paying attention, and how can I get their attention and put that attention on my brand? Then the step after that would be to figure out what sort of message do you want to portray. Probably the most important part of your entire plan is this message. A lot of DJs just kind of throw different things and try different things and see what sticks, but that doesn't really work. It makes everything feel very disconjointed. There's no sort of cohesiveness. There's no sort of brand behind any of it. You're just going to end up posting dozens, if not hundreds of posts or doing all these different ads that ultimately all they do is throw right hooks. And what do I mean by right hooks? If you have not heard of him, look up Gary Vaynerchuk and get the book Jab, 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 Right Hook. He describes sales as boxing, and it's fantastic. You don't walk into a ring and throw a right hook and expect to win. What you do is you work your opponent down with jabs and you keep on working on them and working on them so that when you finally do throw that right hook, everything just works. It clicks and the sale goes super smoothly. And it's the same thing with DJs. If you want to book an event, don't just call someone and say, hey, let's book your event. Like, it doesn't work that way. They owe you nothing. You haven't given any sort of value to that person. So ultimately, your marketing plan should be one that is providing value through entertainment, through education, through some sort of means that makes the client feel as though that they've received some sort of value. You want them to feel indebted to you. You want them to follow you as an authority on events, and you want them to give you their money based on the fact that you've provided so much information to them that they are now indebted to you.
So in your last answer there, you mentioned social media. Now, why do you feel social media is a vital part in, say, a marketing plan?
I was really hoping that this question would actually come up, because I don't think social media marketing and marketing are mutually exclusive of each other. Social media is marketing and marketing is social media. We're in a day and age where it's almost required that you're on social media in any way, shape, or form. And I feel as though DJs in particular, as people who revolve around parties and they do business at events where people are networking and partying and dancing and having fun and stuff, I mean, that's where social media kind of thrives. Whenever you look at a Snapchat or look at Facebook and someone's checking into a location, I mean, people are always at events and they're sharing the experiences that they're having. And you are the ambassador of those events. You make those events happen. And if you're not on social media with those people, you're not listening and you're not playing in that space as everyone else is, what's the point of you being there? I mean, sure, you're there to DJ and you're providing service. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is that your audience is on social media. And right now, if you're not on there with them, your only interaction with that audience is through maybe a request sheet or something else of those sorts. I mean, the thing is, you need to be on social media, and it would make your business go so much better for you to be able to interact with the audience on such a more personal level that I don't see why you wouldn't do it. I would go as far as saying that anyone who is avoiding social media in any way, shape, or form, they're not on social media and they're saying, I don't need to be there, it's too young for me, blah, 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 blah. If there's anyone like that out there, I am going to go and say that they are not going to be in business in the next 3 years. Let's say 5 years to be safe, but they're going to be out of business, because the thing is, that's where people are at. That's where the business is happening, and that's where people are playing, and that's where the attention is. If you're completely avoiding that, you're stuck in 1980s, 1990s, and you're not going to move forward. I'm sorry.
So, Mike, in terms of content that we should be posting on social media, what sort of things should we be posting, like blog posts, videos, etc.? What sort of thing would you recommend?
Okay, so we're just going to jump into the meat and potatoes of this entire interview, I guess, right now. So the nice thing is that the answer is yes to all the above. Even if you, as a listener right now, are thinking of things in your head, the answer is yes. It's always going to be yes. The more content you put out, the better. But that being said, good content matters. You can't just put out quantity of content. You have to put out really good quality content. Obviously, the examples given in this question were blogs and videos, and both of those are actually my top two, I would say. Right now, when it comes to Facebook specifically, for those who do not know, there's various types of posts on Facebook. There's text posts, there's link posts, there's photo posts, and there's video posts. All four of those rank differently in Facebook's algorithm. I'll explain the algorithm, I think, in another question, but either way, link posts are basically when you have a text post that has a URL in it, and then there's a preview of the website below it, including an image and possibly a little description of what that website is right below it. Image post is a text post just with an image attached to it, and then a video post is when you actually post a video directly to Facebook. You do not link to a YouTube video and expect it to be a video post. You have to upload the video directly to Facebook. If you want to win in the Facebook space right now, you upload videos directly to Facebook, and you also post long-form blog content. It was literally just announced a couple of days ago that Facebook is now going to start taking in time into consideration in the algorithm, meaning that they track people who click links off of Facebook, and they go to a website. And let's say that website has a blog on it. If someone's going to go and read the entire blog and spend 4 or 5 minutes reading that entire 800 plus word blog, Facebook's going to think, okay, they spent some good quality time on this page. It must have been a good post. We're going to show this to more people. That's really, really good. Whereas if you do a clickbaity title and then do some half-assed blog post that no one really wants to read or listen to, then they're going to see, okay, this person only spent maybe 20 seconds to a minute on this blog. It probably isn't that great, and they're going to kill that post right then and there. So blogs are really, really important, and good blogs are even more important. Videos are extremely important. When it comes to photos, make sure you're posting multiple photos, posting albums rather than just single photos right now. That really works. And let me just say that if you're listening to this interview, anywhere like further than a couple of months after the time of this recording, which right now it's the end of April of 2016. If you're listening to this in 2017, 2018, 2019, whatever, none of this is relevant, I guarantee you. All this information literally changes week by week. I mean, it was funny when I was actually speaking at Midwest DJs Live a couple of weeks ago, I was literally changing my presentation minutes before I went on, just because it moves that quickly and there's new things being announced. But when it comes down to it, content is extremely important, and you have to make sure that you're posting really good quality content. But also keep in mind that you want to make sure that the audiences that you have on each one of your social media profiles is being taken care of correctly. Your audience on Facebook is rather mainstream, yes. But your audience on Snapchat, your audience on Instagram, your audience on Pinterest are going to be three completely different audiences. And they also don't want to see the same rehashing of all your content across all those different channels. If you post the same thing on Facebook as you do on Twitter, as you do on Pinterest, as you do on Instagram, Snapchat, etc., it gets old. Why should I follow you on Instagram if it's the exact same stuff as on Facebook and I already follow you there? You don't need to constantly cover all of your bases all at the same time. It's going to get annoying, and you're going to ruin and alienate your audiences. There's different types of people on every single social media platform, and you want to make sure that you're tailoring that content just to them. So, prime example, Instagram is going to be a fairly younger demographic, somewhere between probably 13 and 25. And those people are going to be fairly gender mixed. When it comes to Pinterest, though, you're going to have a lot of women between the ages of 18 and 32 who are, well, they're women, and they want to go to Pinterest and they want to see DIY projects. They want to see dream wedding locations. They want to get inspiration, and that you want to make sure that you're catering to them there. When it comes to Snapchat, that's primarily, again, about 12 to 24, give or take. But there's a very odd resurgence or upcoming of the 32-ish age range on Snapchat as well. I guarantee you in the next 2-3 years, you're going to see Snapchat become the next Facebook, just because you're going to have the people who once said that, oh, Snapchat's for younger people, it's not my demographic, I don't need to be there kind of a thing. They're going to start going in there. It was really funny, actually, last Christmas when I was with the side of the family that I've only seen like maybe 4 times a year on all the major holidays, I see my uncle who's in his 50s have a Snapchat account. My mind was blown right then and there. So there's something happening there, and that's something you guys need to take advantage of. When it comes to Facebook, it's pretty mainstream. You can pretty much post anything there. But Twitter is very, very interesting, because when you post to Twitter, Twitter is not a timeline. Think of it as the water cooler in the office. You go to Twitter to converse and help people and answer questions and get into conversations. Your timeline on Twitter shouldn't be automation of your Facebook timeline. You need to go on Twitter, search out and seek out conversations, answer questions from brides who I know are wondering what they need to do, because hopefully, unfortunately it's not always true, but hopefully you only have one wedding and you only do this once in your life. And so she has no idea what she's doing. So you as a DJ need to go out, answer her questions, help her out, be an authority. And you can do that. You search.twitter.com. Go and do it. But either way, Twitter is very much about the conversation. It's not about putting out information or tweets to be funny or entertaining as much. I mean, you can do that, but that's not what it's there for. And plus, I'm going to go out and assume that everyone who's listening to this right now, maybe half a dozen of you actually have a decent following on Twitter. But the rest of you have either never touched your Twitter, or your Twitter has been sitting forever and it's just a automatic posting of your Facebook timeline. And you don't do that. And don't neglect Twitter. I know it has an issue, and you're probably reading a lot of reports saying that Twitter is failing and it's falling to the wayside. But stuff is happening in that space, and so don't neglect it completely. Make sure you stay on top of that.
So, Mike, in terms of value, how can DJs provide the most value when it comes to things like marketing and content on social media?
Let me, before I fully answer this question, I do want to touch base on the word value and why it's so important. Some of you may or may not know that Facebook has an algorithm. And not only that, but Facebook also owns Instagram. And Instagram just had the same algorithm inputted into its own feeds. And Twitter is also working on an algorithm as well. But what do you mean by algorithm, Mike? Well, rhetorical question coming from the back. That algorithm is what's keeping you as a user on Facebook. They're doing something that I like to call progressive publishing, meaning if you were to go and make a post on Facebook, they're going to publish it to maybe 10% or so. We don't know the exact number, but it's an arbitrary number. They're going to show this post to a small percentage of your audience, and they're going to use them as a test audience. If this test audience, let's say it's 10% of your following, let's say they're going to show it to 15 people. If those people like, comment, and share on that post, they engage with that post, Facebook then thinks that it's actually a valuable post. Same with Instagram. If people heart and comment on that photo or video, then they're going to find value in that. And they're going to continue to push it to a larger audience. So the more people who engage with your posts and find more value in your posts, the further that it goes. So those of you DJs out there who think that they need to pay to boost every single one of their posts, you're just making really crap posts. I'm sorry. The thing is, you want to make sure that you're putting out as much content as possible, but also at the same time, don't be afraid to give away your trade secrets. Maybe not your like behind the scenes DJ secrets, but your secrets that a bride can actually use. You provide that value knowing that you are confident in your ability to be a professional and be the one at her event that gets that bride through her day. She'll book you. Don't be afraid to give away those secrets, because those are real pieces of value that can really make or break you on social media and get you further and get you that reach that you desire. Now, I am almost 100% guaranteed there's at least one of you listening right now who are in the background saying, well, Facebook's free and I deserve to reach my entire audience for free. Well, a person who sounds a little bit like Eeyore, The thing is that Facebook doesn't owe you anything. It's an advertising platform. Much like radio and television and all these other different forms of media out there, you have to pay to advertise. Facebook doesn't owe you anything. And the thing is, this progressive publishing is fantastic because if I saw every single post that was trying to be presented to me on Facebook, and regardless of how valuable it was, and regardless how valuable Facebook thought it was, I wouldn't use Facebook because I'll start seeing posts that I simply don't want to see because Facebook would serve everything to me, even the stuff I don't want to see, and it would become a giant wall of spam. And I wouldn't find any value in Facebook anymore. I would no longer be a user of Facebook. I would leave the platform. And then all the advertisers, too, would also notice that I'm leaving the platform. I'd be going somewhere else, and Facebook's left without any money. And they go out of business. So this whole value-driven proposition, this whole value-driven posting is incredibly important, and it's very, very valuable. And if you have to put in some advertising dollars to get your right hook out there, so be it. Don't complain. It's still the cheapest advertising platform out there, but at the same time, you don't have to pay anything. Just put out more value, put out much better content, and you don't have to pay for anything.
Now, Mike, many DJs primarily focus on sales when it comes to things like social media, not actually sort of providing any useful or valuable content. So why is this not really the best way of going about social media?
So this goes into the previous question. If you're making right hooks and you're making sales pitches on every single post on social media, no one, I guarantee you, no one's going to like, comment, or share on that post. Not any of your DJ friends, not any of your past clients, none of your future clients. No one wants to be sold to on social media. Social media originally was basically a way to communicate with your friends and family. And I mean, Facebook in general was started as a way for people in college to communicate with other college students. It was never intended to be any sort of advertising platform. And while it is a very great advertising platform now, the really good advertisers are not advertising themselves. They're going and trying to provide value and provide content, provide education, provide entertainment, provide some sort of way that you are interested in going that level deeper into their own brand, and then they sell you somewhere else. No one sells directly through Facebook. That's going to change very, very soon because of things that are coming to Facebook, but that's a whole nother podcast. But either way, as of right now, the way Facebook works and the way that they monitor and publish out your posts, you cannot be doing right hooks and doing sales pitches on every single post because no one's going to communicate with you. You're not going to reach absolutely anyone, and there's no benefit to doing it. It's as simple as that.
So you've given a lot of great advice on social media and marketing, but are there any sort of common mistakes you see people making when it comes to marketing and social media?
Absolutely. DJs have their own quirks. Beyond the fact that they always want to go for the sale and they always make the post saying, call now for free uplighting or call now for 10% off or set up this meeting for free coffee and then I'll sell you on my services, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Beyond that, they always, always love posting photos of their gear. No one cares. Other than other DJs, not a single person cares. You want to make sure that when you're making photos that you're including some sort of emotional connection, some sort of face, some sort of smile, some sort of crowd that's dancing and they have their hands in the air. That's what people want to see. They want to see the results. They want to see what you bring to the party. So stop putting gear photos in there. No one cares other than other DJs, which brings me to my next point. Stop inviting other DJs to your business pages. At least on Facebook specifically, in any sort of algorithm-based platform, you don't want other DJs to like your page because I guarantee you that those DJs will not engage. They will not like, comment, share, heart, comment, whatever it might be. They're not going to engage with your posts. And if they're served that post and they're part of that test audience to see how far that post will go, and they don't engage with it, they're going to kill that post. If you have friends that are maybe across the country, then that's fine. But make sure that every single person that you invite to your business pages are going to engage with those posts.
So, Mike, are there any other tips, tricks, or advice you want to give us about marketing, social media, or anything like that before we come to the end of the podcast today?
When it boils down to it, You need to get on Snapchat. Every DJ, every single business needs to get on Snapchat, in my opinion. It's a fantastic way to have guaranteed consumed content. What I mean by that is that me as a person, whenever I'm on Facebook and I see little notifications, the little red one or red two, whatever that number may be, I always want to get rid of it. And Snapchat's the death of me because I always get notifications for every single Snapchat. And I mean, the story feed is all notifications. So I view everything on Snapchat. And you as an advertiser, as a business, can, if you put out compelling content, you can reach these people and put so much of your business and brand in front of people. It's fantastic. Beyond that, I would say a lot of people try to be on every single social media platform out there. That's not needed whatsoever. Those of you who do school dances exclusively, you don't need to be on Pinterest. Or those of you who do corporate events exclusively, you might not need to be on other things. Find out where you work best and where you perform best, and make sure that you exploit that and you continue to kill it on those platforms, because you don't need to waste your time on everything else. I would venture to say that no DJ belongs on Vine right now. Find out where you work best and stick with that. You can try new things, try everything, but stick with what's best. You don't need to continue to be with everything. People these days can do a few things. They can smell BS a mile away. They hate being sold to. And they want everything. So with those three things in mind, drop the used car salesman mentality. Never try to oversell yourself. You should be able to produce a product and a service that sells itself. And you shouldn't have to worry about trying to constantly go out and make posts and make ads for buy now or book now kind of a thing. It's not needed. People can smell that, and you need to be authentic. Authentic is a very important word here. When you're completely honest with people, you give as much value and information as possible to these people, and you just go out and confidently say, I'm the best at what I do, that's what generates sales. I guess on a more sort of systematic standpoint, less of a big 10,000 foot view sort of thing, when it comes down to it, I mean, social media is all about trying to provide value and build trust. You basically want to make friends, not clients. At least that's my standpoint. There's some people who might argue that, but when it comes down to it, social media is about being social. So stop making it super businessy, and you need to realize that it was created to be social, and it's called social media for a reason.
So if people want to find out more information about you or your marketing services or anything like that, what's the best way to find out that information?
If you want to find out more about me and follow me on social media, you can go ahead and find me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, Mike Petritis, MikePetritis. And then if you go ahead and follow me on Facebook, then you can go ahead and find my Snapchat code, snap that, and follow me on Snapchat as well, where I definitely have some late night shenanigans, have some marketing advice on occasion, go on some professionalism rants. That's always a fun time. You can go ahead and follow me on there as well. I'd be hugely appreciative. If you want to go and find out more about Elix Marketing and our services, go ahead to www.eliix.marketing. There is no .com. That's a huge mistake a lot of people make. But either way, go head over there. And you could also follow us on social media over there as well.
So Mike, before we let you go, we ask all our guests here on the Online DJ Podcast, what is their favorite song? Hard question, I know, but what's yours?
Oh, geez. So this always changes. As of right now, actually, I've been listening to La La Land by Dubs, DVBBS, a lot lately. The other song I listen to a lot lately is Hey by Fies, featuring Afrojack, I think it's pronounced. But both of those songs have been on repeat lately, but I guarantee you that'll also change next week as well. I never stick with one song for too long. But either way, thank you so much. It's been a real treat. And go ahead and shoot me any other questions you guys may have. And I will see you guys soon. Bye.
Thanks, Mike. So I hope you've all learned something about marketing or social media from me talking to Mike there. I know I've definitely learned a lot more about the algorithms behind Facebook. I definitely did not know that sort of stuff. And I'm definitely going to start investing more into things like Snapchat. I've used it personally at gigs over the past 6 or so months, but I'm definitely going to invest more time into it and look at how I can use it better as a sort of marketing tool. Other than that, that's all we've got time for today on the Online DJ Podcast. If you want to discuss anything we've talked about today, you can head over to our Twitter at OnlineDJHQ. We're also on Facebook if you look up Online DJ. You can also find our website, www.onlinedj.co. If you head over there, we have articles, reviews, and you can also find information about this podcast, such as past episodes, where you can subscribe to it, and future shows, all sorts of things like that. Other than that, that's all we've got time for today, so see ya! Bye.